Welcome to the Spirit of the Delaware Valley, a special presentation of Holy Spirit Radio. And now, here is your host, Dave Parker.
Hello, this is Dave Parker with Holy Spirit Radio, bringing to you another edition of the Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And joining me in studio is Mr. Ed Klenk, who has been here before and is a great friend of Holy Spirit Radio. And Ed is going to talk about a baby's breath and also some other topics that we are going to get into. But first, I'm going to ask Ed to please read the St. Augustine's Prayer to the Holy Spirit and open us up.
Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work, too, may be holy. Draw your heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me, then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the
Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, Ed, welcome back to Holy Spirit Radio on this gorgeous sunny day.
Thank you for having me back.
You're welcome. So, how have you been, and what have you been up to?
Been very well. Very busy. Since I retired, I've never been busier. And once again, as people often say, they don't know how they ever had time to work.
Yeah, you shared that with me in a text. I agree with you. Yeah.
But it's a wonderful thing because I do get to spend a great deal of time with my grandchildren. I have 7 grandchildren and 11 and under. So they're just wonderful balls of energy who keep me laughing all the time.
Absolutely.
And to see them develop and grow as young personalities is just a delight and something that it's just makes being a grandparent super special.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can relate to that. I have 6 grandchildren, 2 that live out of town and 4 that are local. But they're bundles of energy, and they keep you laughing, and as they grow, and never a dull moment. Well, we have a two-year-old grandchild, and I mean, he's a climber. He loves climbing on everything, and I'm trying to encourage my son and daughter-in-law to get him into gymnastics early. So anyways, but yeah, I can relate.
Yeah, that is great. So between doing that, I've had opportunities to do some traveling. I went, one of the things I wanted to do ever since I was young was to go to the Passion Play at Oberammergau in Germany.
Wow.
And I had that opportunity in June, and it happened by the will of God that an opportunity came up. My wife and I took it, and we ended up 2 weeks later sitting in the seats in Oberammergau watching the 5-hour Passion Play, which was truly a wonderful event.
Give us a snippet of what that was like, and then I want to get into more of a pro-life thing.
Very good
discussion. Okay.
Yeah, and to be honest, to be a Christian is to be pro-life. I mean, when you think of it, you have Mary with what we might call today an unplanned pregnancy.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't something that she had chosen by on her own, and yet all along the way, she chose life, and even on the cross, dichotomy type of way, Christ chooses life by dying. And I think that's one of the great things that the Passion Play brings out, that mankind's longing for happiness actually comes through suffering. And between the text and the singing, the music that is presented at the Passion Play, it dramatically brings out the need for God and for redemption and tries to explain the meaning of Christ's suffering from Holy Week to the resurrection.
Beautiful, Ed.
And abortion actually ties into the same thing. You run into a problem, and You know, we tend to want to just eliminate it rather than to face the reality of what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Just to finish with Over Amigal, what was interesting to me was that the producers and directors of the show have actually changed the script. I mean, it's a very fluid script. Like, we don't see the same play that was presented in the 1300s. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, this show's been going on since 1340, every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But what they tried to do is adapt it to the needs and the situations of the day. And what they have done is rewritten a lot of the lines to incorporate more of the teaching of Christ on the kingdom of God and his instructions, like at the Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
They try to incorporate that into the Passion Play because they realize that people in 2020 today don't know the story, which...
In 2022.
In 2022, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, they... but
in the 21st century, yeah. And, well, just between 1340 and now.
Well, even between 2000 and 2020, when it was supposed to be presented.
That's right.
They have actually changed the script because
okay.
they realized in 20 years that the great loss of the knowledge of Christian teaching and the life of Christ has been diminished greatly. So
absolutely.
They take it upon themselves to add to the Passion Play those bits to teachings of Jesus that will correspond and instruct people in what's going on the stage.
That they may otherwise not get.
No, you're not get it.
In
exactly.
our secular world.
Sure.
Yes. Okay, well, Ed, so you want to dovetail, I mean, because you're talking about suffering. Christ suffered for us to give us life. I like that line that you used. And sometimes the world that flies in the face of what the world teaches us, the secular world. Anyways, but let's move on to A Baby's Breath, which you have been a part of, as you have shared with me, your sister, your family. And where is A Baby's Breath, and what is their mission? It's all about pro-life, is it not?
It is. A Baby's Breath is an organization started about 22 years ago by Karen Petota. And her experience was she had learned of a friend's experience at Planned Parenthood. Apparently, in college, a friend went to Planned Parenthood. When she walked into Planned Parenthood, this friend of hers was told that all you have, it's just a clump of cells. You know, it's not a child, it's not a baby. She wasn't counseled in any way, but was just asked, do you want us to get rid of it? Unfortunately, her friend went through with the abortion, and it was the aftermath, and you know, being friends with her later, that there was a regret that always stayed with her,
mm-hmm.
with what once she learned that it was a child, it was not just cells that mm-hmm. can be extracted.
Mm-hmm.
Sparked by this experience of her friend, and also when Karen started having children of her own, holding her first child, she realized that how much gets lost with an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not the loss to the woman and the loss of life. It's also the whole family unit.
Mm-hmm.
It gets affected. You know, you don't have a grandchild. You don't have a dad doesn't have a child.
Mm-hmm.
There's many people that get affected by it. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
these things all moved Karen to start a crisis pregnancy center where women can choose to, you know, even though it's sometimes a very difficult situation that they're involved in, that there are alternatives, there are options to them. The only option is just not to abort a baby.
Yes.
But that you deal with it, and there are people who are willing to help you. both while you're pregnant and also after the child is born. And that's what these centers do. Mm-hmm. Now, they do have centers. It started in Norristown in Jeffersonville, mm-hmm. spread to Wayne, Phoenixville, Collegeville, and Warminster. Mm-hmm. And I work in conjunction with the Warminster Center, where my sister is director of that center. And
what's your sister's name?
Ann Rigner.
Ann Rigner.
Yes. And we have other family members involved. One, my sister-in-law is a nurse who teaches prenatal classes to women. Also teaches nutrition classes, gives and child care classes, and also helps the dads in learning how to change a diaper. You know,
mm-hmm, yeah. The basics.
Very functional things like that that you need.
Yes.
But you know, so that I think, in a sense, it reflects what pro-life is all about, and that is being about all about the family, mm-hmm. and encouraging people. You know that there, you know, no family's perfect. Nothing's ever going to go the way you want, but to deal with what you have and seek the assistance when you need it, and that's what A Baby's Breath is there mm-hmm. for, to provide assistance.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, do you do, are there ultrasounds? I mean, do you have all the equipment for ultrasound? Can they do an ultrasound on
yes.
premises? And describe a little bit the clinic itself or the setup don't know about it.
We're located about a block from the Planned Parenthood Center in Warminster, so we are very close mm-hmm. that if someone has a change of mind as they approach Planned Parenthood, that they can come to us for help and assistance. We do offer free pregnancy tests and free ultrasounds. And through the generous donation of the Knights of Columbus, we have an ultrasound on premise that we can, and we have licensed technicians mm-hmm. who can perform the ultrasound. And
it's wonderful.
And it is often found that when a woman sees the life going on in an ultrasound, the beating of the heart, the movement of the extremities of a child, they realize it's not that a clump of cells that they were told, mm-hmm. but it's a growing child within
them. It's a game changer for them.
It really is.
Yes.
And we had an instance where recently a woman came in and something told her to come in, and she had an ultrasound, and it ended up that she had an ectopic pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, in a sense, the ultrasound saved her life because
Absolutely.
She was able to get treatment.
Yes. And had she not had it, it would have been detrimental.
Would have been detrimental
yes.
to both her and the baby.
Absolutely. So, thank you for that explanation. What other follow-on services, or you know, for the women who choose life, and then I want to get on to briefly, like the father, whether the man and woman are married or not. But I'm just saying, because men are affected, as it's become known over the years, they don't have to hide it anymore, but they suffer too. As you said
That's
at the during the beginning, you know, they suffer too when the woman goes through with an abortion, and they may try to stop it, or maybe they don't, but later they come to regret that, you know.
Correct. We offer services. In fact, some of our clientele are men mm-hmm. who have come just because of questions and the need for help to be in dealing with, mm-hmm. you know, a girlfriend or a wife having had an abortion. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's that option is there too, because we see the importance of of the family, as I say, the men are part of it, you know, whether they're in partnership, with their married. But what we try to look at is helping a woman through and offering her those skills and tools that are needed to be independent, that she can raise a child on her own.
Going forward.
Yeah. So, we, as I mentioned, we offer classes on parenting mm-hmm. skills. It doesn't come as natural as you might think.
This is true.
And there's also an opportunity if a girl has not completed high school to get a GED mm-hmm. so that they can have the opportunity to go to college, help them through that. Also conduct classes on forming a budget, how to be responsible for money and income, how to how to save, mm-hmm. And also how to continue in your education. I mean, there's lots of things. They're just the things of everyday life mm-hmm. that will change when you have a child, and you know where you're going to get material needs, and we can provide mm-hmm. things like as simple as diapers, clothing, we have resources to refer women to other necessities that they may need to.
Excellent. And well, there's so much to talk about, but right now, if someone is, once they hear this, how do they get in touch with A Baby's Breath and or the other locations? I mean, because, you know, we cover the metropolitan area and into Maryland, you know, into Jersey, whatever. But, I mean, for those people listening, our faithful listeners and new listeners, but they have a crisis in the family and they don't know where to turn, how can they get in touch with A Baby's Breath?
Well, A Baby's Breath does have, you can reach him directly. Our Warminster office is, the phone number there is 215-442-0442. And we could handle it through that Warminster office or refer them to maybe a local office that's near them down in Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. We cover a lot of Central Bucks area and eastern Montgomery County. But there are a lot of other crisis pregnancy centers available, and that's probably the best way to find it. Mm-hmm. Look under crisis pregnancy centers, and they're located all throughout the tri-state area.
Yes.
Legacy for Life over in Bristol, and also they have a place in Philadelphia. So yeah.
Marie Joseph, who started that or is the foundress, couldn't be here today, but she'll be coming in soon to talk about that, Legacy of Life Plus. We have to think in a post Roe world. She's very good on the radio. She was here before I was. I mean, she's been on air at Holy Spirit Radio. So she's a great friend.
Yeah.
But, Ed, like you say, there are many other crisis pregnancy centers. A Baby's Breath, very, very prominent, Legacy of Life. So thank you for sharing that with us. Anything else you want to talk about?
I do want to just mention, too, the Archdiocese has resources also. So if I can recount a story, mm-hmm. If you have a moment.
Yes.
I belong to a group called Life Runners. Mm-hmm. Bishop Coffee, Joe Coffee, is a member. Even Bishop's Run, believe it or not.
I interviewed him. I was blessed to have him on in the springtime, but that's another conversation. But he is awesome.
Yeah,
he's a Philly boy.
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
So I joined the organization because I run. And basically what you want to do is just be a presence for for pro-life in the community. So I have a shirt. It has Life Runners on the front, and on the back it says, "Remember the Unborn," and with a quote, quotation from the Old Testament from Jeremiah. So that's all it says, "Remember the Unborn." So I was running the distance run, the half marathon in Philly last year, and while I was running up East River or West River Drive, a fellow came up to me and said, "All you guys ever care about are is having the baby. You don't care about the women." And he starts yelling at me as I'm running. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, well, he was faster than I, so I couldn't catch up to him to rebuke what he had just said.
But literally, did you get his number? I used to run, so we always had a bib.
Yeah, it was on the front, so I didn't catch it. But but anyway. I mean, but the vitriol that came out
just in that moment,
was just a shame, because our intention is we do support women before and after, and the crisis pregnancy centers do that. We're just not anti-abortion. I mean, that's why we say we're pro-life, because we try to support and sustain and provide the necessary help to get through a crisis.
Yeah, and to your point, I mean, this was such a narrow view, which many people, unfortunately, still hold. And you said, you know, pro-life issues and the pro-life network is so much more than that. You know, it's more of a holistic approach to life. But some people just see it in that narrow band, if you will. But that's part of why I have people like you, Ed, come on, and maybe even maybe in the Catholic realm, and you know, people who listen to us. You know, everybody has different thoughts about you know, abortion in our church and out of our church in secular society. But I think we can help expand their mindset and change their hearts. You know, just by, well, one, praying for them. But yes, there is a lot of vitriol at times.
Yeah, there is, unfortunately, and it's really oozed out ever since the Supreme Court ruling. The attacks, even from government officials on pro-life centers. You would think that they would say, "Let's spend our money to support and sustain women so that they can have their children, they can pursue their education, we can provide the assistance." No, unfortunately, the money is going towards building more abortion centers.
Exactly. Well, and that's in a post-Roe world. I mean, we have as much, if not more, work to do in the pro-life movement.
And, right.
It's only here in the just local begun, area and across America and in the world. I mean, but we just need to keep thinking and asking God to help us in getting that word and loving our brothers and sisters who do not have that mind, who do not believe that you know, abortion is wrong or it is a child, not a clump of cells. Yeah. Well, Ed, I want to pause for a second, do a station ID, and then go to a break, and then we'll be back after that. But this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio, and that's 1570 AM in Doylestown in Philadelphia, and 1420 AM in WCOJ in Coatesville in Chester County. And we'll be back shortly after a break. Hello, this is Dave Parker, and we're going to get back in to our conversation, pro-life conversation with Ed Klenk. You wanted to share some other things?
Yes, thanks, Dave. I did want to mention that in order to sustain our operations at A Baby's Breath in Warminster, each year we run a race called the Run for Life. It's a combination of a 5K race, a 1 mile fun run for kids, and a 1 mile walk. It's held, this will be our 12th annual Run for Life, and it will be held Saturday, October 1st, 8 o'clock at Tyler State Park over by Newtown. And all the benefits of the Run for Life benefit the mission of A Baby's Breath in Warminster, which is to help moms to see their child take his or her first breath. And it's just not a race. It's an event.
Yes.
Just to mention, we have kids games, we have prizes for them, we have raffles, and where you can win wonderful prizes by donated by local merchants. We have food tables with soft pretzels, bagels, granola bars, bananas, and oranges. Mm-hmm. It's more than your typical race fair that mm-hmm. you would get at a typical race. Mm-hmm. We have a memorial table remembering family members who have gone before us. The race is professionally timed by Pretzel City Sports. Mm-hmm. And we have winning prizes for all age groups, all the way up to 60 and above. And excellent. I may have to add 70 and above if you okay. come to the race, Dave.
Well, I may come and watch. Do you allow bicyclists? I can't get that out. But again, I used to run, but I'm post double knee replacement, and my running days are over. But thank God, I still draw breath every morning. So I miss running, Ed, and I'm so glad that you're out there plugging away, and keep it up.
Oh,
and all you fellow runners, I'm with you in spirit. And I may be there to hand you a banana at the end or something, or hand you water along the way.
I just wanted to mention, too, that we're dedicating this year's event to two pro-life champions who we lost this year. Monsignor William O'Donnell, a friend of our WISP.
Oh, my gosh,
And also Sandy Slater.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Both were wonderful.
May they rest in peace.
Were real crusaders in pro-life. They were. And so we're dedicating this year's race to them. Last year, we lost Len Klein from St. Robert Bellarmine Parish, and we dedicated last year's race in his memory. So unfortunately, we're all getting older, and we're losing some of those champions.
Well, hey, Ed, I just want to thank you for bringing up Monsignor O'Donnell, who was a very vital part of our of the station, WISP, Holy Spirit Radio. Yeah. But God rest his soul. We miss him dearly. And Sandy Slater, another pro-life warrior, Bucks County pro-life champion.
Even when Monsignor was at 90, he would still drive to our race and walk the distance from the parking lot over to the start to say our opening prayer. We miss him deeply, and what a wonderful man he was.
Absolutely.
So just to finish off, if anybody would like to register for a Baby's Breath Run for Life, just go to the Baby's Breath website. That's Baby's Breath. .org, and go to events, and the Run for Life in Warminster will show up there. So,
thank you, Ed. I wanted to work in the Second Pennsylvania Pro-Life March, which is coming up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, on March 19th. Will you be attending, or do you know others that will be attending?
Yeah. My sister and I, and along with other folks from A Baby's Breath, will certainly participate.
Yeah. And I highly encourage and will pray for all of you, our listeners, our faithful Holy Spirit Radio family of listeners. If you weren't able to get there last year, it was a beautiful day like it is today on the 2nd of September here in the Delaware Valley. So mark your calendars, rain or shine, and it's the second PA Pro-Life March, which, again, I would highly recommend. Call your parish, look it up online to see what buses in our archdiocese will be, be going from different parishes. Like I know St. Andrew in Newtown, and
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
St. Maria Goretti.
Last year I drove out because I went out earlier. I wanted to go to the Mass and such, but it was beautiful, and we need your support, not just in our local regional area, but for the state of Pennsylvania and the nation, again, in a post-Roe world. We really need you out there. So, Ed, I want to thank you for coming in, and you're always welcome back. And this is Dave Parker at Holy Spirit Radio, thanking our loyal listeners for joining us. And if you have any questions about any of the things you've heard, you can call the station at 215-345-1570. So thank you. Until next time, God bless. Hello, this is Dave Parker back with you on Spirit of the Delaware Valley. And my next guest will be Mr. Tom Stevens, who is the president and CEO of the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia. Tom, good afternoon and welcome. How are you today?
Dave, I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
This is exciting.
Yeah, thanks for coming on to talk about such a great topic, many topics under the banner of pro-life. And so how I want to start with you, could you give our listeners a little bit of background on yourself and how long you've been with the Pro-Life Union as its CEO and president? And what many people would know and may have gone to over the past is the pro-life dinner, but many have not, perhaps. So why don't you give us a little background of you know, who you are, how you came to be doing this, and we can just go from there.
Okay, I've been president and CEO for 5 years at the Pro-Life Union, and it's a privilege to get to work with the incredible people that I do. There's so many super people in the pro-life movement. And how did I get here? Well, that's a long story, but the short story is I got involved in the pro-life movement in college. And, you know, it's just such a, when you think about it, you can't help but be passionate about the unborn. Their lives are being taken. Women are losing their lives. And they're afraid and don't know that there's help out there. And if there's people who can step in and bridge the gap, then something really amazing can happen. And meanwhile, if there's legislation and everything else to make abortion less easy to get or legal in the future, then that is worth fighting for.
Absolutely.
Of course, providing the alternatives to moms. So I've been here for 5 years, and the Pro-Life Union has been around since 1971.
And oh, my goodness.
So a long history, and many people know us from the Stand Up for Life dinner that we have every year right before Thanksgiving on a Sunday night. This year it's Sunday, November 20th, and this is our 40th. Our 40th anniversary of the dinner, and so we're excited for it. We're going to treat it special, and but we're far more than just the dinner. In the
oh, absolutely.
Couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well. Happy first of all, if I may say, happy anniversary on the upcoming, 40th dinner. So give a little background of how. How this whole movement started, 40 years ago, you said, or in 1971. So give a little backdrop, and I know some names along the way, and were the Stantons involved at the outset of creating this beautiful endeavor?
Yeah, well, I have this great news article about John Stanton that's hanging up on the wall in our office. And with a fantastic picture of him, but the title of the article is Pro-Life Before Pro-Life. And in other words, he was pro-life and pushing the pro-life activities before the pro-life movement even existed. So he started praying outside. John Stanton prayed outside abortion clinics and he just saw what was coming, and so he got people together and started to fight against it, and both through education as well as at the Capitol, and then it grew from there, and there's been many heroes who've been involved for the past 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, thank you for that. And on your 40th, if we can come back into the present and upcoming, the future of this dinner upcoming, do you have your guest list together, or do you know who's going to be, there and in speaking? Because there have been some excellent pro-life speakers over the years that I've attended, and Holy Spirit Radio at their table.
Our speaker this year Dave is going to be David D. Wright, and he's a really dynamic speaker. It will sure be fun to listen to, but really informative. And David is the co-founder of 40 Days for Life. 40 Days for Life just has had tremendous impact in cities around the country and now even around the world, and have recorded 15,000 saves of babies, as well as just being out in 700 cities in the United States, and has seen quite a number, almost 200 abortion workers come out of the abortion industry. So David was there since the beginning, and now he's leading some national pro-life efforts, and particularly some post-Roe efforts to just keep things moving, and just a great guy. So folks will enjoy him.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I know some... Go ahead.
Tickets are on sale at prolifeunion.org.
Okay, so folks... after hearing this, go online and look that up and get your tickets. And I know many parishes have tables. Like
that's right.
My parish is St. Francis Cabrini Parish in Fairless Hills, and we usually have a table in past I've sat with Holy Spirit Radio table, but it's such a nice gathering. It's so vibrant. It's so alive, uplifting. You know, the buzz in the room because it's pro-life and everybody's excited to come together over this common, you know, this our common mission of, you know, keeping pro-life, the pro-life movement going. And I know Father Walsh, is he going to be emceeing this year? Is it Father Chris Walsh?
He just retired as our chairperson.
Oh.
And he got transferred to a new parish, St. Cecilia's. And so instead, we're going to have spokespeople up being the MCs. One will be Ashley Gorecht, who's a homeschooling mom, and many people know from when Brian Sims was doxing her daughter and friend back in 2019.
Oh, yeah, I remember
but
that.
She'll be co-hosting with Father Tom Whittingham, it'll be a great affair with those guys. They've got some jokes, some personality, and they'll do a great job in being the MCs.
Oh, wonderful.
And you know, one of the great things, Dave, that happens and creates some of that buzz in the room is all the students that come. And for the past couple of years, we've had a generous donor who has given $10,000 to give free seats, complimentary seats to students. So with his $10,000, we're able to bring in, to offer 20 tables to schools. And that really helps. And, you know, other schools might get a second or third table, but we're just... A big part of this event is to be an inspirational and educational event. And the more young people that we can have get touched by this, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just really thankful to that sponsor and glad for the kids that can come.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks, Tom. And if we can shift gears a little bit, well, you mentioned the National March for Life in March, but upcoming on September 19th of this year in Harrisburg, PA, is the second annual Pennsylvania March for Life. Now, will you be there yourself? Will other, you know, delegates from, you know, Philadelphia and the Pro-Life Union be there? I know many parishes are having buses and such, but... So what's your view on the March for Life in Harrisburg?
Wow. Well, first of all, please come. Please go to the march. Everybody who possibly can take a day off from work or school. It's so essential. We had such a huge crowd last year, and we need to do that again, because we're right in this moment of the other side. You know, after Roe v. Wade was overturned, the other side is they're really the battle cry is up every day. You hear newsletter articles, things on the radio and on TV about how abortion is so necessary and we can't let it go away. So we really need to let legislators know and the public know that there are a lot of people who believe in the sanctity of life, and so much so that they would come to the Capitol and come to a rally and a march, and because it's so important to us. Last year, I think the rally was one of the largest rallies at the Capitol ever.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing that. Yes. Let me get back to, you know, you were kind of giving the schedule, but 9:30 is a wonderful mass. I was able to get out there a little bit earlier and attend that. So I highly recommend people to get there if they want to go to the mass as part and parcel of, you know, the run-up to the actual kickoff of, you know, the festivities or the march. Many speakers out there. I think, I don't know if Jeannie Mancini is going to be there this year. I think she was there last year for the first to kick it off.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, but that was, if you just want to get uplifted some more and be part of the team going forward, as Tom said, you know, come. Please come, ladies and gentlemen. If you have the day off or if you can take the day off, you tell your family and friends and get out there. Get on a bus or I know it's a lot to drive sometimes if you have the wherewithal. That's my invitation. Keep going, Tom. Whatever else you want to add in, you have the floor, so to speak.
Archbishop Nelson Perez, he's going to be one of the speakers. Dr. Monique Rivera, pro-life OBGYN, she'll be a speaker. Kathy Barnett, who just has an incredible story, a great testimony to hear. And Amy Sharon, who's the executive director of Women's Choice Network, will be speaking. And then Senate Majority Leader Kim Ward, the House Speaker Brian Cutler, State Senator Judy Ward will be speaking. So just a great lineup of folks to hear testimonies as well as hear some of the political side of things, which are so important as we're trying to move our state forward and becoming a really safe place for babies in the womb.
And to expand on that, I know part of the schedule is one can go into the Capitol and visit their representative to go in and talk about, or to your legislator or legislators, about the pro-life movement that's going on. They may be pro-life, they may be on the fence, but the laity, you know, people that vote for them or not, but this is our time to go and have our voices heard. Well, Tom, thank you for that that rundown about the Pennsylvania Pro-Life March, but let's get back to the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia. I mean, you're kind of an umbrella agency, I mean, but you have many, many parts that, and you support many, many endeavors, many pro-life centers. Could you talk a little bit about that and any other endeavors you have in the wings that you're introducing?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, I'll talk about our mission to really seek to serve the unborn and protect the unborn and support mothers and their children during and after pregnancy. We seek to do that through member organizations. And so creating this network of organizations so that we can support them in any way that we're able to. And we envision that expanding in the future in ways of education and providing economies of scale for other nonprofits and just being able to work together as best as possible so that we can, you know, take little bites out of the apple or elephant of this need for supporting mom member organizations, and they include pregnancy resource centers, maternity homes, educational groups like Culture Project, and Adoption is a Loving Option, and we have some really fantastic groups. And so when we get a volunteer that calls our office, we might be able to divert them to one of the member organizations, or if we have clothing donations or diapers, we might be able to send those to a member organization, and that's really great, and we look forward to building that. And so it's a good network and team of people working in organizations. And then also we have a couple of programs, Dave, that Pro-Life Union runs, and one of them is Guiding Star Ministries Maternity Home. We have up to 7 moms in the home along with their babies, and they can have toddlers up to 5-year-olds, and that's just a great place for a mom who has found herself in a difficult situation for whatever reason. She's pregnant and she needs a place to stay. Maybe she's got kicked out by a boyfriend or by parents, or she aged out of foster care, and she just needs a safe place, but also a way to get on her feet and get into that job, get into an apartment that she's able to rent herself. And so she can stay up to a year, and we'll give that place to stay, as well as a lot of programs that we ask all the ladies to attend. And whether it's a cooking class, a parenting class, breastfeeding, or a face sharing. And each mom has case management so that there's a social worker who helps them set goals and then achieve those goals. Yes. That's a great place. And then the other big program we have just started last summer, it's called the Cenacle. And the Cenacle is at the Padre Pio Center in Frankfurt, and it's a partnership between Catholic Social Services and the Pro-Life Union and the Capuchins that own the church and building that we lease space at. Mm-hmm. And that's an incredible new spot, and the goal is to be able to provide for moms and families and children. And so far, we've served just about 700 moms, which is incredible, since last July, and given them just a tremendous amount of diapers and clothing for baby, maternity clothing, and strollers, cribs, bar seats, and then many opportunities for education, right? Both for nutrition classes, parenting classes, and even English as a second language. Mm. And we have a free laundry there. What's the goal? It's to be a community center where moms know that there's help and where there's support. We need that. We need those out there all around the city. A lot of churches in that area have closed down, and so there needs to be that knowledge that there's support, so moms won't be tempted to abort their children. Mm-hmm. It's a great place.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Tom, for that. I was going to say, well, several thoughts. You mentioned Archbishop Perez. Describe briefly Pro-Life Union's, you know, connection and working, the interworkings with the Archdiocese and the support.
We have a great relationship with the Archdiocese and the Office of Life and Family, as well as with Catholic Social Services. We really appreciate the Archdiocese we participate in committees that the Archdiocese has, and feel like it's such a great partnership to have a nonprofit that's separate but working fully with the Archdiocese. So, for instance, we're planning a bus together, Pro-Life Union and the Office of Life and Family, to go to the march. We'll be leaving from the cathedral. But just to do things together and make sure we're working together to reach out to parishes, and then this partnership with Catholic Social Services that we've had for about 7 years is really wonderful. There's, I didn't mention it, but Catholic Social Services is also a partner at Guiding Star Ministries, and our program director and case manager are both employees of Catholic Social Services.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But with the church, we have the endorsement of Archbishop Perez, and we work alongside many parishes, and we all hands on deck.
Absolutely,
right?
I was thinking that. Yes,
we've got to work together, mm-hmm. and we try to work with some of our evangelical brothers and sisters as well, and so far we only have a few. But we hope to continue to grow that because we really need all hands on deck.
Thank you.
Right. And I mean, even if you have no belief in God, mm-hmm. but you have the either just the recognition logically that a baby in the womb is a human and needs to be protected, or you just have that moral imprint in yourself, you certainly can come to the conclusion that it's worth working towards protecting the unborn and helping moms. So, mm-hmm. So if you don't believe in God, great. Let's work together, and of course, maybe you'll come to believe.
Yes.
Somewhere along the way.
Yes. As you see just ultrasounds, or I mean, with modern technology and video of the baby, the fetus in the womb, how can you not think that there is a greater, that there's a God or a power that fashioned all this? It's incredible. But we need to pray for our brothers and sisters who are not there yet. And we need, in love, to reach out to them, even though things get strident and a lot of vitriol and stuff. But we are called to kind of stand in the breach and love them as Jesus wants us to. Because I think of Francis de Sales, honey works better than vinegar, right? If we browbeat them and everything else, and sometimes we do get angry, but we have to check ourselves. And is that what Jesus wants us to do? And Tom, my next question to you is, how does someone get in touch with the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia or any of its entities? Should they need or want to reach out, have questions, and or need services?
Sure. Well, first of all, we would love if you got in touch with us. We'd love to hear from people. And the simplest way is to go to our website, prolifeunion.org. That's prolifeunion.org. And there's a contact button on there, and you can find our phone number, as well as a way to send us an email through the website. Otherwise, you can also call us. We'd love to hear you from you by telephone, 215-885-8150. 215-885-8150. Or email us at mail@prolifeunion.org.
Well, thank you for giving us the contact information. Tom, in the closing minute or two that we have of Spirit of the Delaware Valley, any final thoughts or words that you want to share with our listeners?
Yes. Right now we're hearing so much, just so much on the news, on TV, there's so much from the pro-abortion side because they're really riled up, and they're spending a lot of money to campaign, but they're trying to protect abortion, and you can hear so much of it, and people, friends of yours and family, they're going to be hearing it, and it can be very persuasive. You know, you can hear these worst case scenarios and, oh my gosh, we need to protect abortion care, they call it. We need to do it so that a 14-year-old who gets raped will still be able to have an abortion so she isn't forced to carry a baby. And the caution I would give folks is to really think about, go to resources. There's resources on our website and elsewhere, but think through some of the questions and the arguments, because this is more in the air. Abortion is in the air and on the minds of people in a new and different way since Roe v. Wade was overturned. And we sane people need to be able to give brief, logical answers and not be dissuaded by the wild case scenarios of why abortion, quote unquote, should always be available, because it's never necessary. There's never a time. And I'll stop there.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. That was wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Holy Spirit Radio, I want to thank my great guest, special guest Tom Stevens, who is the CEO and president of the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia, of taking time out of his busy schedule to come on and talk these issues and to be pro-life and to carry the torch. And Tom, again, I've heard so many great things about you and your leadership. Keep up the good work. I just want to say thank you, Tom, for coming on. You're always welcome. If you have anything you want to speak about, just reach out to me, Dave Parker, at Holy Spirit Radio, or call the station at 215-345-1570. We will get you to Tom Stevens and or someone at the Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia. So thank you for listening, and this is Dave Parker signing off. Talk to you next time. Thank you.